A 3,000-year-old clump of human hair found frozen in Greenland has solved a scientific mystery. Where did all the ancient Eskimos come from, and where did they all go? It turns out they were not ancestors of modern Eskimos. They were not Native Americans. Here to tell us who they really were is Thomas Gilbert, a biologist at the University of Copenhagen in Denmark. Thanks for joining us.
Hi.
So first of all, a 3,000-year-old clump of hair. I mean, what did this look like and why was it so important?
Well, it looks very much like you've just been to the barbershop and you've just picked up a kind of a handful of hair, like kind of Coke can size. It's kind of brown. It's got a bit of dirt in it, a bit of twigs. But I mean, it looks remarkably good condition, almost if they've been using conditioner on it. Why it's so important is we've got almost no human remains at all from any sort of the populations that were up in the north of America, the north of Greenland, I mean, right along the top coast, until, you know, about 1,000 years ago. So we have sort of no direct insight into the humans that were there for the first sort of 3,000 years of the human occupation.
But we knew they were there. We knew something about them.
We knew they were there because they were remarkably messy. There's a huge number of archaeological sites the whole way across the north coast of America and north coast of Canada up into Greenland. They were leaving, for example, hunting gear, fishing gear, but they just weren't leaving any of their remains. They weren't leaving their bodies.
So you were able to extract DNA from this hair sample.
And yeah, that's right. We extracted DNA from it.
And so what fundamental question did you answer with this?
Well, the burning question in sort of anthropology in this area is, these guys who were here 3,000 years ago, the guys who were there 2,000 years ago, do they relate to the guys who've been up there for the last 1,000 years? The modern-day inhabitants of Greenland, the modern-day inhabitants of the north coast of Canada, you know, are they related? And based on the cultural artifacts, like the tools and the hunting gear, people would have thought, no, they're not, because the gear looks quite different. But other guys have argued, well, you know, things change over time. Maybe it's just the same guys learning new tricks. And we could never look at this in a genetic sense because we didn't have the old samples there. So this is the big difference. Now we've got the samples, we could say, okay, where are these guys from? Are they related to the Native Americans? Are they related to the modern Greenlanders? Are they something completely different?
And they came from?
Well, as far as we can see, they came from the Bering Sea region. It's kind of hard to narrow it down. There are modern relatives, so very closely related sequences found in a very small number of people on the Aleutian Islands, especially as you get down towards Russia, and just on the Chukchi Peninsula, so the very edge of Siberia. The problem is, I mean, just because guys are living there now doesn't necessarily mean they've been living there for the last 3,000, 4,000 years, of course. But we know they're related to that group of people, and they were probably from the Bering Sea area.
I gather that you have a little bit of a hair fetish. You've taken hair from mummies and other ancient people.
Hair has been very good to me.
Well, what was the most interesting hair you've worked with?
You know, actually, I think this is one of the most interesting things because it's such a unique find. I mean, before I've worked, for example, on mammoths and woolly rhinos and mummies, but that's actually quite common. Once you get up to Siberia, you find a lot of this stuff. But because these human remains from this period are so rare, there's a couple, two or three bones, but they're extremely badly preserved. And so we were really stuck not being able to do any genetic work until this one came along. It really opened up a horizon for us.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with us.
My pleasure.
Thomas Gilbert is a researcher at the University of Copenhagen in Denmark, and his findings are published in the current issue of Science. And you can take a gander at that ancient clump of hair, if you're into that sort of thing, at npr.org.